So really, there's three things I wanted to accomplish with you today. One is, as I mentioned, just give a little bit of an overview and refresher on this. Two is identify the key areas you need to think about in your cases dealing with the fraudulent concealment and discovery rule doctrines. And lastly, I want to get you thinking about what you can be doing proactively or what you can be doing creatively for your clients in your cases, because there is some unanswered questions in this area of law. Now, of course, we're talking about exceptions to the statute of limitations, one being the discovery rule, the other being fraudulent concealment. And over the last 20 years, these doctrines have been significantly narrowed by the interpretation by the Texas Supreme Court. And as we'll see in the cases, the focus is on what could the plaintiffs have learned through the exercise of what is called reasonable diligence. And that standard has proven to be a rather tough one in Texas, as many of you know. Now, a quick roadmap of where we're going. We're going to look at the recent developments in this area, but we're primarily going to do that through the lens of oil and gas cases. There's really two reasons for that. One is that many of the most prominent decisions happen to be oil and gas cases. And then two, such a broad area of the law, it really makes sense to kind of focus in on maybe one area of subject matter and see how the doctrine builds rather than just sort of do a broad survey of 1,000 cases. So that said, I'm hopeful that even if you don't have any oil and gas experience, these cases can be explained in a way that doesn't require any substantive oil and gas law type knowledge. So as we all know, cause of actions typically are accruing when the facts come into existence that allow you to go get relief, and the statute of limitations begins to run from that point.